I thank you for the truth of Scripture. I thank you for the truth that is in this verse here. Paul said, I live by faith. Lord, help us to live by faith. Help us to understand what you would have from us. Help us to be pleasing to you, Lord. Grab our hearts today and draw us closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Ephesians 2, 8, 9, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. Faith starts when you become a Christian. That's the beginning of your faith. But that's not enough. You can't just stop there. God desires that you be pleasing to him with works. Now, don't get confused. Works doesn't save you. Faith saves you. And then you live by faith. And your actions, your fruit, your good deeds will show people your true faith in Jesus Christ. There's a wonderful book in the Bible about a chapter about faith, Hebrews 11. And I want to focus on a little bit of that today. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Now, there's many scripture that I really like, the NIV, but this one is better in the New King James, in my opinion, because that's what I memorized when I was a kid back in the 80s. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Do you have faith? This tells me that if you're not hoping for something, then your faith is dead. So, think to yourself, what are you hoping for? And when you receive that, hope for something else. Keep your faith alive. Keep it active. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I give you permission to use the New King James on that verse. Two things that go hand in hand. The Holy Spirit's guidance and your choices. Together, you should be able to make really good choices, and that's called walking by the Spirit. And then be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's all so important. Verse 2 of Hebrews 11. This is what the ancients were commended for. The people of old were commended for expressing their faith, for living their life of faith. And then it says, by faith we understand that the universe was formed by God's command. I believe that. Raise your hand if you believe God began the world and all things by his command. We do believe that. What was seen was not made out of what was visible. It just happened. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The earth was not seen. People were not seen. Animals were not seen. All of a sudden, God spoke and it happened. One of my favorite men of the Bible is Enoch. He walked with God. Wouldn't that be cool if our gravestone said, he walked with God. She walked with God. Of course, you wouldn't have a gravestone. Maybe he'd take you like he did Enoch. Verse 5 says, by faith Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. One of the few men who was taken from the earth by God. He must have pleased God. God took him without letting him experience death on earth. Now, verse 6, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. If you don't have faith, if you're not hoping for something, if you're not praying for something to happen, then can you please God? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Did you catch that? Are you going to change? Are you going to start hoping for more things? Not just one thing. Hope for many things. We have a big God, and he can answer our prayers, our hopes, our dreams. By faith, Noah, when warned about the things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark. To save his family, by his faith, he condemned the world. He saved his family, but in doing so, he condemned the world because he acted in faith to build the ark to just save a few people, his family. God can do great things through our actions, through our deeds, through our faith. I'm not sure what would have happened if Noah didn't have faith. Maybe nobody would be here. Maybe he just would have destroyed the earth and not started over. I don't know. We can be thankful for Noah and his faith. Matthew 16:13. If anyone wants to become my followers, let them deny themselves. Take up the cross and follow me. Deny yourself. Living by faith sometimes requires us to deny ourselves, deny the fun or going to a certain event. I gotta skip that one. I'm going to the parade to help hand out cards for my church. We're denying ourselves some of the opportunities that present themselves in life. But you'll be rewarded for that. My wife had some tough duties this week, cleaning up in the basement. We had sewer backup. And praise the Lord, she didn't ask me to go do it. I think she'll get great reward in heaven. Amen. Amen. And she didn't call any of you to do it either. So, thank you, Jackie. Living by faith, taking action, doing deeds. Not just saying, oh, well, that'll get done. The verse that Peter read, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Does Christ live in you? Are you crucifying yourself, your desires, your hopes, your dreams, so that Christ can live out within you and he can live out his dreams within your own life? The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God. I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. There's a English evangelical leader that his name's John R.W. Stott, and he summarized these words of Paul by saying this: Jesus Christ came into the world to live and to die. In his life, his obedience to the law was perfect. In his death, he suffered for our disobedience. On earth, he lived the only life of sinless obedience to the law which has ever been lived. On the cross, he dies for our law-breaking, since the penalty for disobedience to the law was death. All that is required of us is to be justified, therefore, is to acknowledge our sin and helplessness, to repent of our years of self-assertion and self-righteousness, and to put our whole trust and confidence in Jesus Christ to save us. Living by faith is more than just an intellectual conviction. It's a personal commitment. We need to take action. We said you're saved by faith, but then works are expected. Faith without works is dead, the scripture says. So you can get saved, but then just kind of kick back and not do anything, and your faith dies away, according to scripture. James 2:18. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. Our deeds show others our faith in Jesus Christ, our actions. You know, last year at the parade, we won first place because of deeds. We had 30 people out there living the life with deeds, handing out water. On a hot day, when they'd rather be sitting watching the parade, drinking water. But no, that's part of why we won first prize, is they were captivated by, wow, look at all the people, and they're happy, and they're working hard. Praise the Lord. We have many good deeds going on. Is your faith alive and well, or is it dying or dead? Is there evidence of works and deeds and faith in action? Is your life transforming by the renewing of your mind? Because that's going to help you act out in faith. If you're reading your Bible and memorizing and meditating on God's Word, and in prayer, and sharing your faith with others, the renewing of your mind will take place, like we read about in Romans 12:2. It's vitally important. Otherwise, we will make bad choices. When at the pastor's conference last week, one of the pastors said, "Judgment Day is coming." And basically, I'll paraphrase, he said, "God's going to decide if you made stupid choices or not. And so, if you're making good choices, there's nothing to be afraid of. If you're not making good choices, if you're not living by faith and walking in faith, you're probably making some bad choices." Hebrews 11:13. All these people were still living by faith when they died. All these people that we're reading about in Hebrews 11, they lived their faith until they died. That's what we desire of our church people. Live by faith until you die. Make people understand your desire for good deeds and your desire for good works and your desire to be known by living by faith. Will that be said of you? Will people say, "He was still," or "She was still living by faith when they died"? They were foreigners and strangers on earth. Verse 14, people who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. They were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. We talked about that last week. Strangers in a foreign land, fighting the battle in a foreign land. That's who we are. God is preparing a city for each one of us, preparing a city, it says in that verse. As if we believe and receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, then you will have opportunity to see that city in heaven. You will have opportunity to be rewarded for all your good deeds here on earth by living by faith in Jesus Christ. At the end of the chapter, it talks about Joseph and Moses. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. That would have been amazing to see that. It's cool in a movie, but just think in real life if you could have seen that. Of course, you'd want to be on the right side of the river there, the ones that were not drowning. And by faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the army marched around them for 7 days. That's another amazing story. They marched around the city 7 days in a row, and all of a sudden, this big wall falls down. Have you seen 6-foot walls of rock in Europe? We don't have any around here. They're amazing. And to think that it just fell down because the people had faith to walk around and do what God had told them to do. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, and David, and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised. Eternal life in heaven. Are you going to gain what was promised? Do you have a saving faith? And are you living a life beyond that, a faith of with good works and deeds? Don't let your faith die. Let it be alive. Let others see your faith in action. Let your family see it. Let your co-workers see it. Let us see it here at church, in your neighborhoods. If Hebrews 11 was written today, would you be included in that chapter? a man or woman of faith. Live by faith in the Son of God. Let's do it. Let's pray as the music team comes up. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for giving us saving faith. I thank you for telling us how to live by faith. Lord, help us to make good choices, to live a life with good deeds and works, faith in action. Lord, may we be a shining light in the world around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.